Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski with you here on this Tuesday. Our producer, Cam Denmark, back inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. The Section 4 basketball season obviously cut short. Well, it wasn't really cut short per se. The state basketball championship season, I should say, was cut short due to COVID-19. We did see a number of Section 4 champions be crowned. We chatted with Chris Bubble of the Class C champion Newfield Trojans, head coach for them yesterday. And Jim Holland, head coach of the Class D champ Marathon Olympians, will join the show in just a little bit. And I do want to bring Cam in for just one hot second because, Cam, we were both really excited about what these two teams could have brought to the table in the New York State postseason. Marathon had to play a sub-regional game. They won that one. But I think we were all a little excited and just ready to go to see just how far the Trojans and Olympians would make it this season.
Nick, I remember back in the beginning of the year when we were kind of previewing the Section 4 landscape in basketball, we talked about the fact that as the season wrapped up last year for the Olympians, looked at this team, thought, man, you know, they're going to lose a lot of seniors, going to lose a lot of talent. And you thought to yourself, no, wait, no, they aren't. Like, everybody's coming back. And a lot of the starters and contributors, main contributors, I should say, that were coming back were going to be seniors this year. But I think in the future, they can definitely hold it together. And for Newfield, what a career it's been for some of those kids over there. And it's just, it was so heartbreaking to hear Chris Bubble yesterday just talk about these kids and just talk about, you know, their experiences coming to an end. It's really tough to swallow, and I can't imagine what they're going through over there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you can kind of look at it from the other side of things of, hey, at least the state and the sections and everybody took initiative to make sure that everybody stayed safe and healthy. And we'll chat a little bit about everything with Jim Holland, who joins us now on the ESPN at the phone lines, head coach of the Marathon boys basketball team. And Jim, as always, thanks so much for the time. First and foremost, before we talk some hoops, how's everybody doing?
Everything's pretty good here in Marathon. A little good. Quiet, some solemn times for some of the athletes, I guess. I'm sure kids are getting bored. I have two of my own here that are pretty much tied down. So a little frustration on them, but yeah, everybody's doing well.
Good. Good to hear. You mentioned how you think some of the guys might be a little solemn. What's it been like for you? What is it knowing that your journey to reaching another New York State Final Four was cut a little bit short?
I was in the gym at 3:15, actually starting practice when we got the call that it was going to be postponed. And of course, the next day, that would have been on a Friday morning, we were leaving to head to play Smithtown Christian on the island. And there were a lot of tears in the gym for those four, you know, everybody, but the four seniors were just, you know, it's hit them hard. And I kind of had actually been away from school now for a couple of weeks, getting a little bit of a heavy heart. Been watching some of the videos, just reviewing some of the last few games, and you know, pretty sad times to look at them, to know what we could have possibly had we played well.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit of the timeline of when you found out. Can you go in a little bit more detail of when you found out, how you found out that everything was going to be postponed? And I'm kind of curious too, going off of that, were you guys maybe in a little bit of hopeful mode, if you will? Because yeah, a lot of people were thinking, oh, maybe this will just be postponed for the time being, and maybe we'll actually be able to play in the championships a little bit more down the road.
Yeah, we ended up playing the team from Dobbs Ferry, and we beat them at Windsor and Walton. And, you know, when we come back, we had that week to prepare. And actually that day on that Thursday, so I don't have my dates here, Nick, I can tell you it was the week before would have been a week before
it's
the time I hear. Yeah, it would have been the week of we played on the 10th. So it'd been the week of that 13th on the 12th. We had met with the superintendent, and it looked like a go. We were not going to stay the night. We were actually going to drive at 9 o'clock Friday morning and come back that night. That way, we didn't stay anywhere, and it would have been at Brentwood High School. And we were in the gym, and that was the new news to tell the kids. And then our athletic director contacted me right as I was walking out of the coach's office to go to practice to say that they were postponing the season indefinitely, which, you know, we kind of figured would be canceled the way things were going, and of course it ended up being that way. So that's kind of how we ended up getting into the, into that mode, because the kids weren't really expecting that, I don't think.
Yeah. Jim Holland, our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Marathon Boys Basketball Team, Section 4 Class D Marathon Olympians, Boys Basketball Champions. Did you think that this team definitely had what it would take to reach the state championship?
Well, if you ask the sports writers, they didn't crank us up there this year. But, I just going by how we played. The sectional game, everybody said, boy, you had a little bit of time. But if you look at the second half of the game and sectionals when we won, it was a total, this was more like our team.
Yeah,
and then, of course, they got ramped up. I think the seniors this year definitely gave us a huge advantage. I honestly felt more like Harrisville last year, as they just seemed very confident. My kids seemed like that in each game here at the end.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you can play those what-if sort of moments. And I guess I've been asking a lot of people this. We could play these kind of what-if scenarios in our heads, but have you had a chance to kind of reflect and maybe appreciate what your team was able to accomplish this season?
Actually, I did. I filled out an application for Diego for an all-star for the section. And, I was just able to look back and say, wow, look at the last 2 years that we've had. Even though we didn't get to Glens Falls, which was the final goal this year, what a career for those seniors. And, I told my wife, I have to be very thankful to get what, as far as we have. I've had, 3 years ago, we were 0-20. With a kid with a broken leg, and we were, it was a revamp, rebuild from there on out. And, very grateful for, even though we didn't get a championship run, to get as far as we did.
When was the last time you got to kind of meet with the team, and was maybe some of that a bit of a message to them that, hey, look at what you guys have been able to accomplish, all things considered,
It actually was that week that we were going to go. That I met him Thursday night, and then I talked to a few of the boys on Friday. And that's actually really the last we had, because, of course, we actually went on. The kids had left on Tuesday. We only had one more day of school. I've been in contact with a few of them, and, of course, I live with the one. It's just we talked a little bit, and we're definitely going to do something when everything clears up here. I'd like to do something for the boys, to show the appreciation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jim Holland, head coach of the Marathon Boys Basketball Team, our guest here on BTL, the Olympians Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Champs for a second straight season. I was chatting with Chris Bubble yesterday, head coach of the Newfield Trojans, and he basically brought up, it stinks that we didn't get to play in the state tournament, but we at least got a victory in our final game of the season, which not many teams can say that they do, because you're either a state champ or you're not. Obviously, for them, they were a sectional champions, and that was their final game. But for you guys, it was that sub-regional game down, towards the Binghamton area. So is it nice knowing that you were able to at least come away with a win to end the season? You don't have to necessarily end it on a sour note with a loss.
Yeah. That's the exact point. Coach Brian Hoyt, my assistant coach, brought up in that last team huddle we had, was the fact that we went out on a winning note for these seniors. And now, whether you don't know what you're going to, ifs and buts and what could have happened, definitely. And we actually felt more confident in the fact that, they kind of joked a little bit like, wow, us and Smithtown Christian were the only teams that did win a regional game, so maybe we should just get co-champs. So
kind of
a lighter moment, But yeah, definitely a positive to end, and I think a positive for next year.
In going back to the seniors that you mentioned, obviously Diego is at the forefront of that group. Andrew Tillotson, also a heck of a ball player. Owen Hoyt, great guard presence. What can you say about what guys like them, and even some of the other upperclassmen, what they brought to the table game in and game out, and what made them so successful at their craft?
I think winners. I had written something for Diego here recently, and I just think that all four of them were winners. They come from really good families. They have strong support in their life, and they just seem to be very confident when they get on the floor. And it just, you know, I go back and reflect back on the game against South Korea. They were never rattled in that game. They, you know, people thought they were. They were never rattled. I could tell by Diego's face in the locker room. He just gives me his look, and I knew it. You know, they just, they're winners. I can't say it any differently than that, I guess.
For you as a coach, for them to flip the script the way that they did, going from a winless campaign to all of a sudden a true state championship contender the last two seasons, how rewarding is that for you as a head coach?
Well, it's a wow at times. I'm just like, wow, how did we do this? But I have to say, you know, that I've had strong support with athletic director and with Coach Hoyt, and I have been together this entire 15 years of my varsity run. And, you know, and obviously the kids biting into what we were selling them. We made a few changes defensively, and we made some big, I thought we made some major changes offensively, but, you know, the team doesn't get heralded enough as far as how much I think the boys, you know, bit in. And yeah, it's just, it's a great feeling to know that you had a goal and people bit in with you and were willing to put the work in to finish it.
Jim Holland, our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Marathon boys basketball team. You mentioned a little bit earlier how excited you are for the future and how prepared you guys feel and whatnot. You have a good load of players coming back, and obviously one of those guys is your son, Connor. How has he been handling this kind of, you know, drought of no basketball? Has he just been kind of hanging out? Have you gotten to the point yet where you're just wishing he was back in school? Like, what are we thinking here?
Well, he has access to a gym. I have a gym here. So, just a
nice.
It's all indoors. So he plays every day, and he has started doing some workouts. He wants to prove, you know, everybody says that we're going to be a little rough next year, and he has it set in his mind that that's not going to happen. And, of course, you know, we're pulling back some guards that played with him, the Morrison boy and Joe Holbert. You know, so we're going to – he's been working. He's a little distraught more about not being able to finish. And, of course, the AAU has been postponed. I don't even know if we're going to have that. So, but he's been healing, too. He had those ankle – both ankles, he had avulsion fractures on them, and so he's in the healing process, too, for him.
Real quick, I'll let you run after this one, but the community support, I'm assuming it's been nothing short of sensational. Can you dive a little bit deeper into that and kind of expose a little bit more of that to us?
Yeah, I can't say enough. Of course, this year, we only had the one, you know, big game at against Dobbs Ferry, their Children's Village. It was full. The gym was full of orange again. It's just amazing how people have supported these kids. And it's in every sport if they can. And I'm not sure, just maybe because basketball with the enclosed gyms, but it just seems to be a orange wave everywhere we go in these big games. Yeah. And I think the entire community, I can't say enough thank you to what they've done to help the program succeed forward. And hopefully it's going to build from here more if we can. We'll see what happens.
That's so great. Jim, as always, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations on a great and a banner season. A lot for you guys to be proud of, okay?
Oh, thanks a lot, Nick. I appreciate everything you've done throughout the year.